Hi, this is Harry.
Hi. This is Ryan from The Man's Danny.
This is Nate from Shit to the Sun.
This is Jess from Shoot Loud.
You're listening to Dr. Bones.
Dr. Bones and my Dr. Bones and my Dr. Bones
and
my Dr. Bones.
And you're listening to New Music Saturday.
This is Martin from LMT Rock.
JJ from Just.
Hey, this is Leslie.
And Jason.
Of The Sweetest Condition. New Music Saturday.
Music Saturday.
New Music Saturday.
New Music Saturday.
And you're listening to New Music Saturday.
New Music Saturday.
New Music Saturday.
Right on, and welcome to New Saturday with myself, Dr. Bones, and replacing Mike for the night is the micropole that everybody wishes they were and had the talent for, the one, the only, the lovely Forgotten Bee.
Hi there!
how do you like
that? I'm balancing again, I'm balancing my different tech, so I'm, you know, I'm having to remember that it's behind, isn't it? So
that's right. But how do you like that intro, eh?
Yeah, I was just about to say, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good. No, it's cool.
So we've got another killer two sets of music here, and we're going to start off with, because Mike and I talked about this the other week, because we did an FNR as opposed to New Music Saturday because of both being busy on the Saturday, and he was talking with Mike Trudgeon. Now, Mike Trudgeon is the guitarist, or was guitarist for With a Fox, and he's also done a lot of soul stuff. He's a fantastic musician. Like, Mike is an awesome musician. So he and Mike were talking, and he's like, "Well, we got the song," and he's like, "Oh, cool." It's like brand new masters. Like, I thought they broke up. I could have sworn they put stuff on their Facebook page, and they broke up. It's like, but I know we'll take it anyways. And man, it's a great tune. And It's a little different, a little bit more, we'll say, heavier than we're used to from With a Fox, but still a great tune. So we're going to start off with that. So this is With a Fox. The song's called Walk Into the Fire. Dig this.
Never want
Right On with the Fox and Walk Into the Fire. That's definitely a more heavy rocking tune. Like, I love the heavier side to it. It's not too heavy, but no, it's good for them. And just the whole like production of the song is just awesome. Like, I mean, it's got such a cool, catchy riff, and I love the vocals. It's a great tune.
Yeah, I totally agree about the production. I mean, that's one thing I noted. It's really well produced, a very solid track. Loving the husky vocals, of course, and great harmonies. And like you, I love that kind of heavy rock vocals that you can hear in the background, you know, where they get right, or, you know, ripping it. And it's just like, yeah, really good. And I like the way the tempo slowed, so you had that kind of slow instrumental. So, yeah, solid track.
So just before we move on here, I just want to give a shout out to my girl Ashley, who's probably one of the most amazing women I know. Today, like, she's had so much going on. She put on like a crazy baby shower. So I can only imagine, and I don't envy her in the least bit of putting that together for one of her friends. So it went through pretty much without a hitch, and she let me know it was crazy, but it went through pretty smoothly. But yeah, so a big shout out to her, and well done, and I'm glad I wasn't there, because I can only imagine. So,
big nightmare.
Yeah, right. So there you go. So next up, we have a song by Ishiro, and the song's called For You. Dig this. How ironic is that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Wasn't done intentionally either.
I will wait till the end of time for you.
Ishiro with For You. That was like a funky rock tune and kind of slowed at certain points, but still like really catchy and kind of get you right up in there. And no, we've produced guys a few times before, and they got some new stuff coming out very, very soon. I can't wait for that. But yeah, they're always kind of like almost a form of a chill kind of punk pop rock. I don't know if it's the best way to put it, but that'd be my take on it.
Yeah, I mean, I love the kind of underlying riff to it, really catchy. I mean, the vocalist, he's really infectious, and there's a real quality to it. There's a tight performance in the band, it's emotive. It kind of leaves me wanting more. And the guitarist, you can hear sort of at the end, and I reckon if, you know, when they do their live gigs, I reckon he really lets rip, you know what I mean? I can really feel he's holding it. He's almost like, don't hold me back, you know, yeah. Kind of thing. But, yeah, and I like the fact that the vocalist has space between, you know, kind of doing it. There's a huge confidence, you can tell, that's there. So, yeah, really good. I loved it.
Right on. Well, next up we have a guy who...
Wait, no, Posh. It's like, well, now I've got to change.
who's our next contestant, Jim? Well, Bob,
should
we...
should we have a cup of tea?
Yeah. sit down. Oh, please. So, tell me, Eddie Baby. Like, don't call me Eddie Baby. So, moving on. So, we have Shape of the Sun, and this is a song we put a few times. It's a great song. It's essentially about the zombie apocalypse, if there ever was one. But either way, it's a great...
Is it really?
Yeah, it's if you listen closely, I mean, like Nate explained to me a few months ago when I interviewed him, and it's a really cool song. He's working on some new stuff right now. This is off his EP, Lovely Lungs. And so we're getting some new stuff right now, and I'm not sure he's doing his shows when he's doing his next show, but at one point, Nate, I promise, I'll go to Ohio to see a show, because Ohio's about 2-3 hours from my dad's house in Michigan, so if I can plan out for the weekend, I can actually make it down to the show, make it back to Michigan, spend the night, then go back home. So I'm hoping that will be coming up very, very soon. So here we go with Shape of the Sun, and I Feel Like I Feel.
That you can't see. Is this what you wanted? It's not enough for me. I've always been haunted by a face that you can't see. Is this what you wanted? It's not enough for me.
Shape of the Sun, I Feel Like I Feel, and this is a great tune because it's got such a mix of, like, a bunch of different genres of music kind of wrapped into one, but really cool, and I always love his vocals, and like I said, I mean, most people I interview are great people, and but Nate is a great guy, and I love talking with him about his music, and super cool, and so, like, one day soon, I will get to see Shape of the Sun live with the band, so, but otherwise, until then, man, it's a great tune, keep on pumping him out.
Yeah, I mean, I just love his kind of cool, crisp, confident vocals. I mean, the harmonies are brilliant and they work so well. It's really catchy. I mean, I really do love this, you know, this track. The more I hear it, it's kind of imprinted, you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, yeah, fantastic, when I knew it was on tonight. So, yeah, just fantastic. Great guitar work as well. It's just, yeah, really, really cool.
Right on. So... I can't help when I got you on air. It's the same thing with Mike. I do that too. It's like not intentional. It's like it's, and I'm not mocking the accent. It's just like I just can't help it. You know, But you know what? I have a buddy in Michigan. He's been a good friend for almost 20 years now. My buddy Eric in Michigan. His bad habit is, doesn't matter where he is, if he hears a different accent, all of a sudden he slips right into that accent. It's so funny. And remember when he first told me about it, I was like, oh, come on, like, really? And then, because this was years ago, he used to work at a grocery store, so he's in the butcher department, the meat department, right? And he's serving this one gentleman, and the guy's got a Boston accent, and all of a sudden, lo and behold, there goes Eric. He's got the Boston accent. You can see him kind of look at himself like, oh my God, I can't believe I just did that. And he didn't know it was there, so he started laughing. He goes, see, I told you. He goes, like, apparently you do.
I had a friend like that. I know exactly what you mean, but one thing I know for myself, I've lived in Somerset now since 2006, and I don't go into the Somerset accent. I try to avoid that. I don't want to sound like a farmer girl, but yeah, no, it is funny how people, it's almost a kind of to try and fit in a way, isn't it? It's like if you're staying in an environment, you do try to kind of blend. I think that's what it is, without realizing it sometimes. But yeah, I don't bother here. I just stick to being me, I think. And then my Kentish London accent comes out.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, is like I don't do it too often. It's mainly just on the show. Otherwise, the only other time I do it, but I just switch to where languages is at work. You know, if I hear the French accent, then I'll switch over to French right away. But that's different because I'm not going to accent. I'm actually speaking the language, right? So,
but I tell you what, Bonio, you could speak French to me anytime.
Well then,
yeah. Do that in between songs.
Ooh la la, or a variation of that.
You're quite exciting tonight. Yeah,
you're excited. Feel these nipples.
Oh, I tell you what, the days they change the internet. Anyway, let's move on.
right. Well, I'll be okay. Next up, this is a bit of an older tune by his, but still one of my favorite all time artists. This is Lord Numb, and this is called The Ghost of Divers. Dig this.
to the shoreline, just you and me. Take all our clothes off and count to three. Turn around and jump into the sea tonight. Take a breath and hold your nose. Dive down to where the coral grows. Tiny mouths nibble at our toes, alright.
Ghost of Divers, Lord Numb. That's a fantastic tune. It's a bit of an older one, but, you know, it's a great tune. And the story behind that one, when I interviewed, man, it was at least 2 or 3 years ago when I interviewed him, and he had taken a trip to Egypt, and he and his wife, and there was apparently a cavern with a river where some people had drowned in, because they got caught in the undertow or where it may be, so... it was kind of cool, so it goes, that's how you kind of came up with a concept like that. That's a great idea, right? Because could you just imagine just randomly kind of swimming around and all of a sudden seeing this like apparition or something, like swimming like right beside you?
That'd be so weird.
Oh, hello.
Mental.
So, go ahead.
I was going to say, I just love this sky stuff. It's just so... Oh, challenging, it's exciting, it's catchy, it's always, even though I've heard this track and I've heard his stuff, it always feels new because it's so kind of experimental and different, and his vocals, they're kind of, you know, they are sexy, they're good. And I love the beginning on that because it really sets the kind of scene to it. Yeah, very cool.
Well, you know, it's just one of those things that we didn't... It would have been nice to kind of do a Halloween show, but obviously things didn't happen the way they wanted to. Like, I would have been on the Saturday. But, you know, that being said, no, this is one of the songs I played in the past on Halloween for the Halloween show normally. And, you know, it was funny because, on Halloween, even before Halloween, you're watching the movies. So whether they're thrillers or horrors or whatever it may be, you know. And one of my staples, and I made no qualms about it, that I love the original Stephen King's movie, The It. Well, not the It, but It, you know, and it always kills me that Pennywise was played by Tim Curry, and people should know Tim Curry from Rocky Horror Picture Show, Home Alone 2. He's been
Legend.
What's that? Sorry.
He's in Legend. Tim Curry.
Right. So he's done a lot of stuff, you know, and it's usually not two series of an actor like serious. He's more of a comedic actor sort of thing, and that's what kills me. And then. But, you know, even though it's creepy as hell, it's still kind of comedic in the same way. Because, hello, Georgie boy. Oh, come on, bucko, don't you want a balloon? You know?
You do it so well.
Yeah, right? So,
do you know I actually bought that? I bought it, and it's on my Amazon library now.
Nice.
Well, so, because, well, I've only seen it I've seen it once, and we keep talking about it, and I thought, right, that's it. I have it, you know, so that you've got it there whenever you want to watch it, which is great, because it's one of those films they don't often put on Prime, do they?
Well, no, because I have my laptop, too, and even some of the people that were in it, I mean, the only kind of really big name besides Tim Curry was John Ritter, and,
okay.
Because he was the kid that was the fat kid that kind of grew up skinny, well, got skinnier, and he liked the girl, and then, you know, he goes to her old house, and then he starts talking to her, and he starts kissing her, and all of a sudden it's her grandma, and it's it. It's like, holy Christ, and he runs away, but, you know, it's funny how the story is written, where once they get talked to from the guy from Derry State, and Derry, like, holy crap, I completely forgot about it, and all of a sudden now they're remembering everything. He's like, it's back, sort of thing.
Yeah. What do you think the new one will be like then?
I'm still a little bit leery of it. I'll wait till it comes out to watch it, but yeah. I just, like, it's like I was in Norse theaters. It's like, I don't know. People are like, oh, it's so creepy. It's like, no, man. The original was creepy, like, with the music and everything else. I mean, just, you know, like, simple scenes where they're in the library, like, he looks up, and all of a sudden Pennywise is up there. It's like, ha, 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 ha. The balloons are popping. There's, like, blood everywhere, right? It's just, like, so, so creepy. But just his voice, you know, like, as in the theaters where Richie's running away, he sees, like, beep, beep, Richie! It's like, ah!
I think sometimes they do it okay, but sometimes they can wreck them, can't they?
Well, that's right. I mean, how can you beat, oh, yes, they float down here, are you with me? You float too! No, it's like, oh. Right, eh? And the other one, and we'll move on just a second here, was Beetlejuice, and I mean, more of a comedic one, right? Because, but still, it has kind of creepy parts, but still funny. But I love Michael Keaton in that role, because that's by far probably one of his best roles ever. Especially the very first scene. Well, do you have any qualifications? Well, I attended Juilliard. I spent many years at Harvard. I spent extensive time traveling. I've seen the issues 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it. Now, what do you think? Damn qualified.
No, he's really good in that, but I also like him in Pacific Heights. Do you remember that?
Yes, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that probably those two films, and then he did Batman, didn't he?
Oh, the original Batman. He was fantastic as Batman.
He was brilliant as that, and then, I don't know, his career kind of was halted then.
Well, yeah.
I don't know what happened, but...
Well, he did that one more in, I think it was like 90... It's probably, you know, it's more like maybe probably 2003 when he did that movie called White Noise. Where his wife passed away. It was the EVP or whatever it's called, you know, and he's like, they listen to the voices through static and just really kind of...
Yeah. Did that wreck his career then?
No. Actually, I think that movie did pretty well. But that was later...
He just kind of, because I thought with Batman he would have kind of stayed with it, I suppose. I don't know, but
well, he's
back now, isn't he? He's back doing films now, and right. Kind of.
Well, because he did the first two. He did the original one with the Joker, which was Jack Nicholson, and then the Penguin with Danny DeVito. But then after that, it was, I'm pretty sure it was Val Kilmer for the Riddler one. With Jim Carrey.
Yeah, I forgot he did them.
Yeah, sad. Right. No, it's a car, right? Chicks like the car.
I have to say I do like the modern Batman. He's pretty sexy.
Oh, what's his name? Chris, what was his name?
What is his name?
Chris something. I know. They had a couple of it while because he lost it on a grip or something like that. Just like flew off the handle, like just being such a dick. But like, you know.
But they keep remaking everything, don't they? It's like the new Spider-Man.
Yeah. I mean, they just, we're not going to get too much into that, but, like, Tobey Maguire, man, like, I understand that Peter Parker was nerdy, but not that nerdy. That was a little bit of overkill right there. It's like, he was nerdy, but not that bad.
No, true.
So, again, just personal opinion, like, I'm not an actor, I'm not the one who's making millions off this stuff, so, you know, I should be one to talk, but... But the original Batman, I mean, that was more funny because Michael Keaton fits those roles, like, really well. Like, the series, but kind of, like, it's somewhat, not snide, but kind of, like, sarcastic, but kind of straight-faced persona. Per example, and then we'll move on, is when he's having that big gala at his house and people don't know he's Batman. Of course, they don't know at all. And there's this one guy, one of the reporters, he's like looking at this. He's like, oh, I wonder where that came from. And, you know, Bruce Wayne's standing behind him. He goes, oh, China. He goes, how do you know that? Because I bought it there.
Yeah. That's, it's Christian Bale, isn't it?
Christian Bale, that's it, right.
So, yeah, no, he's super, super sexy.
And thank you for bringing a punchline there. That...
Sorry.
So,
I got overexcited. Well,
sorry about this. Boy, did the hat and the nose, but she's got a wart.
You can't punch me because it's virtual, so.
Well, I wouldn't actually. Like, what? What?
Smack me then. No, actually, let's get back to music.
Yeah, let's get a potentially wrong turn. So. So next up is a band, a fantastic band called Saint Apache. This one's called Wolf Machine. Dig this. Saint Apache with Wolf Machine. That's off their new EP, which is out now, and you should pick it up because it's fantastic. Like, very punk, very hard, very rock. It just like really, really like pumping, like full, like get out of your seat and mosh, and just go like right at it. Music, it just like it just gets it's it's aggressive but cool at the same time, you know?
Oh yeah, I bet they're killers live. I mean, there was a real adrenaline rush for that. Cool vocals, really versatile, awesome drumming, and wicked guitarists. I mean, oh god, yeah, that was sweet.
Right on. So, damn it. You know what? My other bad habit is, and because Mike and I, like, we have a lot of like similar interests, obviously, in some favorite shows, and one of them being Archer, Arrested Development, that sort of thing. But one habit I've gotten really bad at, and I just because that shows, I say right, and I should. It's just like saying like. So.
Mine.
Who the hell do you think you are? So it gets caught up. But like I've said before, the biggest thing is phrasing, and sometimes people just kill me. I'm sitting there, I just want to say something. It's like, Well, perfect example is today. I'm at the dog park in the morning with my girls, and I'm walking around with some friends, and my buddy.
Hang on, stop there a minute. So the dog park with my girls. It's like your Snoop Dogg, you know.
No, okay. My dogs. They're dogs. They just have bumpy girls. That's it. Okay.
It was my image.
Right. So, anyways, my dogs, plural. They just both happen to be girls, but. Or however they self-identify, but that's okay. So, anyways, so I'm walking around with my buddy Jim, his wife Anne-Marie, and their dog, and I'm blanking what she said right now, but I was just about to say something, he looked at me, he's like, I don't. Like, he says, I can see the gears are going, like, don't. He's like, okay.
Oh, did you bow your head?
Well, I was just like, he's like, okay. He's like, no, he wasn't angry, but he's like, ah, I just don't. He goes, okay, well, I'll get the next one then. He's like, all right, fine. But yeah, it wasn't a mean thing. He wasn't saying in a mean way. He just saying, don't, because he could see the gears turning. He's like, because he knew it was gonna come out right away. So he's like, it's like, okay.
Okay, I'll go home.
Yeah, I'm sure that there'll be some better ones coming up, and sure enough, there was. So
brilliant.
But it's a fun time. The weekends are always fun there, just because the people there, we only see usually once a week. And
yeah.
I mean, I do keep in touch with them throughout the week. It's just because they're like 20, 30 minutes away. So, and because of work and everything else, you can't always get together and hang out. And but usually that's the time it happens. And it's always a lot of fun. It's very, very relaxing. And, you know, of course, the dogs make it around the first few, two or three turns. And all of a sudden, They're gone. They're playing around the woods, and they're like, "Wait, dogs!" Like, "Oh, they're in the woods somewhere, I guess." You know?
Yeah.
And then you call them, and all of a sudden, they're like, "Oh, hey!" It's like, "Well, like, where were you?" They're like, "Well, where were you?" You know, just a look in their faces, sort of thing. But it's a lot of fun. I mean, they're fenced in, so they can't go anywhere. It's not like they can escape or anything like that. So, but yeah, there's just another little sidetrack, which seems to happen quite a bit. So next, next up, we have a band.
Don't blame me. It's almost like you pointed the finger at me there.
No. I started the sidetrack. It's mainly me. I fully admit it, and I embrace it.
I love it. I'm still waiting for a bit of French here, but anyway, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Oh, ben, no. Sank me diddle.
Oh.
And that means oh no in about 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
well, about six and a bit is the next song, so.
Okay, brilliant.
So the next band up is a band called Numb. Their album is out right now. This one is called Burn. Dig this. with Burn. Now, that was a heavy, heavy rock and roll tune right there. And those guys are awesome. And then they did it up right. Like, what a great tune. Like, I love this one. I mean, we got a lot more of their songs to get through, but that's a great one.
Oh, man. I'm still throbbing.
Phrasing.
I bet you headbanging like me. It was mental. It's like, oh, my God. I mean, the drumming, just awesome. Wickedly sexy vocals. Oh, I could die for. And, I mean, it's the way it kind of jumps straight in after this kind of slow intro, but fast and thrashy. Oh, yeah, that was super, super good.
You know, it kind of reminds me a little bit, just because I was listening today, a little bit of a Slipknot.
Okay.
Like, drumming-wise, like, because even though they got two drummers, like, the drumming is just insane. And, like, you know, I know I've talked about Slipknot many, many times because I'm a huge fan. And it's very comparable in a few of the spots of the songs. Like, I really enjoyed that. And just and even almost like the kind of 80s, a little bit of an 80s tinge to it, you know, but not quite. But it was some of the soloing, but even this, but the heavy kind of muffle, and like, it was really cool.
Yeah, no, God, it was it for, oh, yeah. Full on, you know, that was a real treat.
Well, yeah, and actually, you know, like, I actually ran inside really quick to let the dogs out, and it's raining now, right? And there's a rain warning. You might get this much rain. It's like, okay, whatever. So, you know, so I go run inside, get the dogs, and of course, they run to the porch, and Will stops, like, it's raining. It's like, nope, 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 nope. And Reedy goes out, like, she's fine because Reedy likes the water, right? But Will's like, no, nah, I'll pass. I can hold it.
Yeah. No chance.
Yeah, exactly. with her, I mean, it's not so bad night because, I mean, they've already been through for a lot of walks today. I mean, those dogs are spoiled rotten when it comes to exercise. I mean, they get at least 3 hours a day easily.
You're really good with your babies.
So yeah, they get the dog part. They get some hour long walks, so they're well exercised, and it's funny because Willa's never been a big fan of the rain. I remember the first time at the dog park way before I got recently, when we first got Willa, and walking around and it's raining and she's pouting and she's trying to hug the tree line together in the trees and she's just not happy. You know?
She's a girl. What do you expect?
Well, Reen doesn't care.
Where's the umbrella for her?
Well, to be fair, they do have rain jackets, but hear me out. It's not put on all the time. It's only per request. I mean,
you're a good daddy, aren't you?
But even then, I mean, it just all they do is it saves you drawing the top of them off. Because they still, because they're short dogs, right? So their chests pick up a lot of the water as well.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. As any being.
No, I know. But I only put the jackets on if it's pouring and I get to take them for a walk. If they go to the dog park's running, then no, forget, screw it. They're going to get wet and muddy anyways. Not a big deal.
You go out in a t-shirt, don't you?
Pretty much. T-shirt and a baseball cap to get the rain off my eyes, and we're good. So.
Okay.
So, next up, I did it again. Anyways.
No, I love it. Don't worry.
So, next up is a band called Glooms, and this is actually part of a new another Facebook page that they got going, and they're putting up Bandcamp songs for free so people can pass the music along. And the band's called Glooms, and the song's called Jack Sabbath. Dig this. That's going to do it for part one of Music Saturday. We'll be back with part two in about 5-10 minutes, maybe 15. Until then, Bones out. We'll be right back. Right? We'll be right back.
I'm poaching a fish.
We'll be right back. Bones out.
Dr. Bones, Dr. Bones, Dr. Bones.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.